Hey, it's Miss Lauren with CB1IP.info channel, Healing, Arts, Empowerment. This episode is a bit of a missive with a meditative quote to follow. The topic is something that I've both experienced too much of, literally some of my earliest memories, and something after the events that happened during the life of this podcast has become all too prevalent. It is loss. Loss of lives, along with mourning of all manner of things that will never be the same. I'm hovering around the overused word grief, which to me is reminiscent of a parent telling their wayward child, "Stop giving me grief." It denotes exasperation to me, not the inconsolable suffering it refers to. And people say the darndest things like, "Time heals all wounds," and they'll ask you, "Weren't they sick for a while?" And they'll ask you how old they were, only to decide for you that they lived a good long life. Never diminish anyone's life on earth to a platitude to ease your own discomfort. There's no feel-good summation to be had. The best thing when faced with consoling someone with recent loss is to listen. Not saying much is actually golden in such a dark hour. And sudden bereavement is a form of trauma. We just aren't wired for such a thing. One study in 2020 cited that the traumatic loss of a loved one is akin to a brain injury. Another reductive word used so often out of context is closure. There is no closure when someone has unconditional love for another soul. That kind of love is for eternity. And my new frustration, to put it mildly, is hearing that the bereft must normalize the feelings. There is nothing normal about unspeakable pain that comes in the form of suffering from losing another soul that is inextricably a part of you. In our effort to overcome our major clumsiness that we have in our culture around death, we've lost the plot. So many are overcompensating. That's my take, just my opinion. It's different for everyone, but those references to me are like nails on a chalkboard. Now, healing is an entirely different topic. There is healing, soothing, easing, and salving of the pain. And that is necessary for hope to survive, for the loss to become an energy, for carrying on. More on that later. Healing is the lightness we can all strive for. Here's something to reflect upon, an excerpt from the writings of Charlie Walton, written in When There Are No Words. Perhaps the most baffling human reaction of all is the inclination to pretend that nothing has happened. If you came to work with your leg in a cast and your arm in a sling, everybody in the place would want your personal account of how it all happened. But when you walk in short of breath and absent of mind because death has stolen a part of yourself, people will talk about everything except your obvious loss. And this phenomenon occurs, strangely enough, at the time in your life when you most need to talk about the stolen loved one. And here's one reflection that I hold very close. May the love be what you remember the most. Thank you all for joining me. You all stay well. Attribution copyright 2023. Roger that. Communications in the clear. Communicatingthepower.org.